Okay. How about to get off and have to do it? Frankly, you got to get to the,
you'll have to get to the,
to the, exit maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
But what might you say, other than,
Yeah, there any roads that you've been on that you can only
flight to my lake
that you can only get on and off at certain places?
Oh yeah, that's the access highway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really?
Is there a place called the Causeway?
Oh yeah, Tampa. Oh yeah, Causeway out of St. Petersburg.
Uh-huh. Is that the same idea? I mean, you can only get on and off.
I'm afraid not.
And when you get on, you go through to St. Petersburg.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
There's
not much of a choice
at
all. Okay, what would you call a place, like a street where tracks go over the road?
That's a,
okay, we can put a letter in an envelope. Take your stand.
Did you ever call it like an underpass?
The underpass, that's right.
Okay.
And if you didn't know where somebody lived,
I know these things, and but I can't think of it.
Yeah. You've been there 100 times.
I've been there 100 times.
If you were flying in from like New York, where would your plane land?
LaGuardia Field or...
Right, asking who told you that? What did you get? Did you ever...
That's one thing I've never done very much, try very much.
Mm-hmm. You don't learn.
New Orleans is about the only time I've done that two or three, 4 times. That would be LaGuardia or the
Blue Boy National Airport there.
Okay. What would an airfield be? Is an airport and airfield different?
If you want
an airport,
a flower for the table.
I think it's for the passenger plane,
full of flowers.
Oh, moonlight.
Uh-huh.
An airfield. Okay. I think it's a practice field.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is there a name for the kind of parking where you have to park, you know, like
a child might play with?
Like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
How about the kind of parking where, say somebody has to park right in front of me?
What the? Have you ever heard of a boy called Play Pretty? Oh, really?
Did he mull of it? Play Pretty.
Parallel?
You ever hear
it
very much in
Okay. What might you call the places where firemen pick up their hoses, those little things?
That's a fire hydrant.
Okay.
Where
might you park downtown, say in Tampa?
Put it on.
Well, you'd either have to park, if there were parking meters there, you'd be all right. If you wasn't, you'd have to go to a parking lot.
Okay. Have you ever seen a parking lot with a couple different layers?
Oh, yeah.
Is that called a parking lot, too?
There are storage garages.
Okay. What would you call the tallest and largest buildings in Tampa? Is there a name for those really large buildings?
What might you call the, you've done so much driving?
Well, they've got some condominiums there.
What might you call 75 out there?
They've got some hotels.
Is there a name for that kind of road?
Would you ever call them skyscrapers?
Oh, yeah.
Get on 75, that's the limited access highway.
Would you ever call them that?
Okay.
Well, I might, just in looking at it and looking up there and at it, I might call and say, well, that's a regular skyscraper.
It's a red thing.
What kind of passageways are there between behind buildings?
Alleys.
That is your
guide lane.
What might you call an area in the city where the building's been torn down and there's nothing
dividers
left there?
That's a vacant lot.
Mediana.
How
where
do you
get
off
a drink of water in a public building?
What do they call them?
Okay.
Those,
if it was in a park, would you still call it a
drinking fountain?
Okay.